We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, 225. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Tolono's own Diane Ducey.
I'll tell you what, there is so much going on this weekend. Hard to keep it all straight. Blues, brews, and barbecue.
Uh-huh, downtown Urbana.
Just heard about the garden walk
right.
That we got going on tomorrow. And there's Tolono Fun Days.
Tolono Fun Day.
Which not only do you help put together and put time and effort in every year, but we've got Ted Meyer on the phone with us. And, Ted, you've coordinated this whole thing. How are you, Ted?
Oh, I'm doing great. We have a great committee that's put this all together. And we're hoping that everybody from the Champaign-Urbana area can come on out, from your whole listening area, can come on out and visit Tolono.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been to Tolono Fun Days, and I'll tell you what, it's fun.
Excellent.
I mean, you guys awesome. Do a great job.
We like to hear that. So we started all off with a flag-raising ceremony at 7 a.m., and all the churches in town come and have a part of this ecumenical service, and then there's coffee, juice, and donuts afterwards. And then the flea market starts to get set up to launch everything at 10. The pony rides are available at 10. That's all at Westside Park in Tolono. And if you turn at the only stoplight in town and head to the west, you'll be there within 3 blocks. That street is called Holden. So just keep that in mind. If you're on Route 45 going through Tolono, the only stoplight, make a right if you're coming from Champaign, and you'll be there within 3 blocks. But the parade starts at 11 a.m. and it's on the east side of Tolono, goes through downtown, and then winds up at Westside Park. So if you've parked around Westside Park, you'll still get in on the candy that's thrown by all the service groups and things like that.
A parade where you can still throw candy?
Yes, we're old-fashioned in Tolono. We love that.
Did you insist on that, Ted?
Yeah, of course. The kids could participate in the parade, too, by riding their bicycles. But, you know, most of them want to enjoy that candy.
That's right. And kids do decorate the spokes with crepe paper and put little flags on their handlebars.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's really where Tolono Fun Day started, with my older sister Susan and a scouting project back in the late 60s or early 70s that kind of began this Tolono Fun Day celebration with decorations, patriotic things happening just before the 4th of July.
Wow.
This is the 35th anniversary of the Tolono Fun Day Festival.
That's right.
My goodness.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That is. That's some dedication right there.
And the fellow who organizes the parade has been in on this every year, Gene Creek. So we're just so appreciative to his hard work and efforts. The Fisher family is the spotlight as our grand marshals as we salute agriculture in our community. Mm-hmm. 7 generations of Fisher families farming in Tolono. So good stuff as you pick up a booklet and find out more in their biography that was written by our friend Christine Walsh. So we've got Unity High School jazz and music combos performing throughout the day. We've got the dance department doing different dances, and the kids will be there with lots of fun. And
you've got like a strongman guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. John Beatty. He's the he was on America's Got Talent last year, and just had a great interaction with Morgan Pierce. And he's just a great guy altogether. We're happy to have him out there again.
He can roll up a skillet.
Yeah.
A skillet.
What?
And like a horseshoe, he'll just bend it like nobody's business. Now, totally out of shape.
Yeah, I wish I was that strong.
Did you just go roar?
I totally did.
that was good, Ted. Okay, so now is he performing all day? When is he performing?
He's actually going to be on at 1 p.m., and he'll be out at Westside Park as well, and so will the dunk tank.
On the basketball
tank.
Court.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The dunk tank from the youth group there, that's from noon to 4, and they've got all kinds of local celebrities and teachers and stuff putting some time in the dunk tank. The Illinois State Police, are they still doing their texting and driving golf?
They are. They'll either be out on the park area or on the ball diamond, but we'll have them out there running a course for us.
So you hop on a golf cart, and you try to text while you're driving through an obstacle course.
I want to see Diane do that.
I'll probably be pretty good at it, but that's kind of embarrassing. Maybe I should not be. Anyway, and our cow drop will be happening in the afternoon. You got to get your cow drop ticket from me, Mary Lynn.
You did say cow drop, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, wait, is there a strategy? Is there a trick to figuring out where that cow is going to drop? Or is it just...
I think it's just luck, but I wouldn't want to go into the whole strategic decision making of that, you know?
I don't know whether they have a few X-lax in the hay.
You didn't.
Now, wait a minute. When do you have to have that ticket purchased by?
You can bring $10 out and find one of us from the Tolono Fun Day Committee. Just ask anybody or any booth or whatever. They'll know who someone is.
Okay. We'll be wearing yellow.
Stand, too. Are we wearing yellow?
Yeah, we're wearing yellow. Again.
Thank you for telling me.
Volunteers are wearing yellow.
So, and the concession stand, our friend Brian Boer will be there, and he's like a massive information kind of guy. So.
Okay. So really, just show up to Westside Park, and then now, and unfortunately, there isn't going to be any rain on the parade, but there could be rain for the fireworks. What happens, Ted? It's possibly what happens. Do you guys have a rain date, or is
You know, our fireworks experts, they're the ones who actually come and tell us, hey, you know, if we need to cancel this, we'll do it on another day, and then they let us know what's good for them.
Okay.
And so we'll announce that. We'll advertise it when
I mean, we're going to plan for it and hope for fireworks tomorrow night in Tolono.
That's right.
You know, just in case.
There has been, that's why we kind of don't say at 9:15, because there have been years in the past where we see something coming in and it's just barely dusk, and we have, you know, all this money invested in our fireworks with the Boom Boom Boys, so we have gone a hair early, but we shoot for just after dusk, 9:15, and in the 8 o'clock hour, if you want to come out and view the fireworks from the park, which is what we recommend because there's so many great ground displays, 1787 We the People has a patriotic play coming up at the Virginia next weekend, so they're going to be decked out in their Ben Franklin and attire with the little wigs and all that. And they've got at least 5 songs that they're going to do. And there's some narration from Robert Picklesheimer to set up the act. And then everybody will assume their places on our flatbed stage. We're so complicated in Tolono. In any case, they'll be performing for maybe 45 minutes or so, giving us little snippets of what that play is going to be like at the Virginia next weekend.
That's really cool.
It is. See, it's the patriotic feel on this also that I love, because that's really where the roots are. Just before the 4th, Tolono is bringing it out. We'll acknowledge all the servicemen and women in the audience. We've got a patriotic medley of songs that we'll play, and we'll ask them to stand up. And we'll retire the colors with our local scouting troop and have the national anthem song. And it's just really cool to be out at the park between 8 and 9:30 and just enjoy all this patriotic. Proud
all
to
that
be an
stuff
American
leading
business.
Up to the fireworks.
Proud to be in Tolono too.
That's right.
And so now, guys, food, that kind of stuff. Can you go with a empty belly?
Oh yeah, yeah. And we would encourage that too. Then you can just fill up while you're there. Those vendors are just great. You know, with the classic pulled pork sandwiches and I believe the elephant ears and
all the
vendor food. You know.
Kind of fair food.
Awesome.
Carny food. And Monocle's Pizza, too, because Tolono's home of the original Monocle's Pizza.
We can't forget that.
We have all the different organizations in town that are looking for fundraisers, too, and they have some cool prizes. So make sure you have a little money and you give to our fireworks so we can have a great show next year with the Boom Boom Boys, too. And some performers that are going to be stepping up. I know Shelby Hatcho will be singing. We've got some belly dancers at 7:45.
Okay.
I mean, 7:30 to 7:45. Okay. Then the Junior Rockettes will be dancing too.
Okay.
But the belly dancers said they'll take some people from the audience and show them how to shake it.
So are you going to do? Are you going to do that, Diane?
Oh yeah, I'm all over it.
I will not be out there. The crowd would disappear.
Come on, guys, can belly dance.
I'll loan you my finger cymbals, Ted.
So. Sure.
Oh my gosh!
I have finger cymbals.
I'm going to show up just so I can get some video of that.
Okay.
Post that on our Facebook page.
And then I'll do my best strongman pose.
There you go.
I love that. All right. Well, it sounds like a blast. You guys always go all out for Tolono Fun Days. So.
And the parade, just real quick, we've got some bagpipers, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
And then a stilt walker, juggler, and, you know, it's a blast. It's
a
great parade.
That guy that I saw at Westside Park?
For Taste to See You. There was a guy out there. I meant to ask him.
Walking around on stilts and juggling, and I was like, how on earth do you do that?
Right, and he's going to be out at the park later, get a picture with the kids. Should be a great time tomorrow.
Wow. Man, so Ted, what do you do? Not sleep for a couple of days? Or actually try and sleep like nonstop for a couple of days so that you don't sleep at all during the
yeah.
event tomorrow?
You have all that energy going on tomorrow. There's just going to be so much family-oriented stuff. It'll just be a blast.
Yeah, and if you are on the party inside, we do have the bars in town that have combined their talents to bring the beer tent downtown this year.
That's
and Feud and Hillbillies will be on stage after 8 tonight. And tomorrow after the fireworks, you can check out X Crush.
Oh, hey, cool.
Yeah, we got some cool
and we totally didn't even bring up the car show. There's
the car show's downtown during the day between like noon and 5, and you can bring your car and submit it that day between noon and 2.
Okay.
And I think they have the awards given out at 3:30 or 4.
Jeez. My head's swimming with all you guys got going on.
I'm telling you.
All you got to do is go to Tolono and have some
show
fun.
Up.
And we have no fun days.
Tolono Fun Day account, too, on Facebook. So if you have any questions and want a poster to come up with all this schedule of events, and if you come to any Tolono businesses on Tolono Fun Day, you should be able to, or at the park, get one of these booklets so you can find out when things are going on, too.
Okay. Gosh, I just looked you up on Facebook, and I'll like that, and we'll post that on our Facebook page,
awesome.
MyConnect.fm.
Thanks for that, Mary Lynn.
Thanks, Mary Lynn.
Well, Ted, anything else?
No, I think we got it all covered.
Covered it all?
That's right.
All right. Well, look forward to having some fun in Tolono.
All right. We'll see you there.
All right. Take care, Ted.
Bye.